When the company St. Gobain reached a settlement with the state over wells contaminated by the chemical PFOA in Bennington, only about half the homes were covered by the agreement. And as part of the deal, the company had to do a study of the other half of the area. Now, a draft report has been released, and the scientists who were hired by St. Gobain say there's not enough evidence to link the PFOA in the disputed area to the company. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains just what's at stake.
Bill Knight has been living with low water pressure at his house in Bennington for about a year, the result of a carbon filter that was installed to remove the chemical PFOA.
Right there you can see it's very, very slow. You know, you can't water the yard, you can't run the wash machine and wash dishes running very well. It comes to a trickle if you try to do two different things at once.
Knight and his wife use the filtered water to shower and do dishes. He used to love drinking his well water, but it's been straight-up bottled water since the PFOA was detected, at a level which the Vermont Health Department says is unsafe. And as far as hauling those 5-gallon jugs around, well, the whole deal is getting kind of old.
We just want to get back to where we had good, clean, safe drinking water.
PFOA is a chemical that St. Gobain used at its ChemFab factories in Bennington. It's been linked to a number of adverse health effects, and there are about 300 homes in the area that have unsafe levels in their drinking water. Late last year, work began to extend municipal water lines to about half of the people in Bennington who have PFOA in their wells. But St. Gobain only agreed to pay for those homes that are about a mile and a half from the company's former factory, and a railroad track that runs through town was used as a dividing line. Knight lives on the other side of the track, and so for now, he and the other Bennington residents to the east of the dividing line have to wait for a long-term solution.
St. Gobain, more or less, is not taking responsibility for those of us who are east of the railroad track, but our wells are just as contaminated as anyone else, and we know that, we're pretty sure anyway, that our wells were contaminated because of the St. Gobain and the PFOA. So we feel like we should be just as justified getting attached to city water just as the people on the west side.
There's some really complicated science behind figuring out how the PFOA was so widely dispersed around Bennington. The report that just came out is more than 5,000 pages long, and it includes details from hundreds of soil borings and underground water tests and air circulation studies.
It's a big report, and there's a lot going on, so it's keeping us busy.
John Smelter is with the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation. The disputed area is near the Bennington landfill, a Superfund site that closed in 1987. The report says PFOA might have leaked out of the landfill, and the authors write that at this point, it's impossible to definitively link the contamination to the ChemFab facilities. Smelter says it's too early to start asking direct questions about the report because there's a lot of study in it. But he says the report probably won't convince the state that someone besides St. Gobain should pay for the water line in the disputed area.
We believe at this time that they should be paying for the line on the east side as well as the west side.
It will probably cost another $20 million to extend the municipal water into Knight's neighborhood and beyond. So the state is eager to read through the report and open up a new set of negotiations with the company over who will pay for the water lines. An attorney with the Department of Environmental Conservation says, quote, if the state and St. Gobain are unable to reach an agreement, the state will use all authority provided by Vermont law to pursue long-term drinking water solutions for all impacted residents. There's also a class action suit building against St. Gobain, and so the lawyers representing that group also have an opinion about the report.
Our experts found their conclusions to be without basis.
That's Gary Davis, an environmental attorney who's involved in the class action suit. Davis says his group did its own study, which found that air emissions of PFOA can travel well into the disputed zone, which is also called Area 2. And he says according to the records that are available, St. Gobain was the only one who might have dumped PFOA-tainted waste into the landfill.
I think there's a fundamental disagreement here as to the extent of the emissions from the former ChemFab facilities, and Saint-Gobain is doing everything possible to try to cast doubts on the area of impact.
Saint-Gobain declined to speak on the record about the report. But in an email message, a spokeswoman said chemicals like PFOA, quote, were regularly used by many industries and in many consumer products, and groundwater investigation activities within Area 2 are still ongoing. She says a revised report will be released next month with more information regarding the groundwater conditions in Area 2. Work on the waterline into the first zone has been stopped for the winter. But the state says the people there should have clean, safe drinking water before the end of 2018. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.